And the last college game of the season, January 10th, is going to be Georgia and Alabama. It's going to be a rematch of the SEC title game this year, which Alabama won. It's also a rematch of the 2017 title game. Alabama came back to win, but they did not cover.
Yeah, and Georgia, this is the door that they've got to kick in if they're going to truly be considered the elite program. You know, everybody looks at Georgia. You look at their facilities. You look at that talent base within an hour from Athens. I mean, you know, they've got to win the championship, though, Mike. For them to really be considered on the same level as Alabama's, and that's what they want to do, what everyone wants to do right now, they've got to beat Alabama, and the Tide has had their number.
Well, the Tide's had a lot of people's number, and but I'll say this. You go back to that SEC title game, not this year, but a couple of years back, that 2017 game, Georgia had the better team. They had the lead, and frankly, they lost because Kirby Smart made some really poor decisions in those games. And, you know, they just got flat-out beat in this year's title game. But I feel like it's going to be really tough. Remember 2011? Now, whether Alabama should have been in that game or not, it's not the point. Alabama and LSU played. LSU beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa. It's hard to beat a really solid team two times in the same year.
It is, and never discount a desperate team with talent, and that's exactly what Georgia is. We alluded to that earlier in the show, them handling Michigan the way they did, because you and I both thought that Michigan had an excellent chance to win that football game. But Georgia, they played on another level.
They did, and I'm going to wait till later in the week. We'll preview the game further, and I'll give my prediction. But I know this for sure. The SEC is insured of having 12 champions in the last 16 years.